Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Irenaeus, Bishop, Doctor, and Martyr. And from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Being at One.
A reading from the Holy Gospel. I wish, said Jesus, that those you have given me may be with me. As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And I pray not only for these, but for those also who through their words will believe in me. May they all be one. Father, may they be one in us, as you are in me, and I am in you, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one, as we are one, with me and them, and you and me. May they be so completely one, that the world will realize that it was you who sent me, and that I have loved them as much as you loved me. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is the deepest desire in your heart? Today's gospel comes from the prayer of Jesus before his passion, and is awesome in its expressions of what is the deepest desire in his heart. All he longs for is that we will all be one. And then he seems at pains to spell out just what that means. This longing for oneness finds its essence in his experience of being at one with his Father. Intimacy. Intimacy from being known and loved. He wants the same intimacy of being known, which leads to love. He wants it for us with him. When I was in the novitiate, I remember our novice mistress teaching us how to meditate. She would sit at the top of the table, and we would gather round with eyes closed, listening to what she prayed. Every now and then I would open my eyes to make sure I was really hearing what I thought she was saying. And most of the time she seemed to be repeating the words, Thou in me, and I in thee. There was no doubt in my mind just who she was speaking with. Her whole being seemed transported into another realm, and I knew she was leaning into the Trinity and the relationships that dwelt therein. And then, of course, I came to find out that her motto was, Thou in me, and I in thee. To appreciate the fullness of today's gospel, we need to read it within the whole of chapter 17. Eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now this is Christ's last will and testament, the legacy he is leaving for his followers and for us. Keep those you have given to me true to your name, so that they may be one like us. What intimacy this calls for. May they all be one. Father, may they be one in us, as you are in me, and I am in you. May they know I have loved them as much as you loved me. Incredible words, spoken from the heart of Jesus, longing. Yes, longing, wishing that those that have been given to him may be one with him. Recently, I was at the funeral of a retired man. A few of his friends and colleagues spoke about the wonderful life Tom had lived. And when it came time for a family member to speak, his youngest son stood and simply said, "Everything that has been said thus far is true. And I know that is so because my dad loved God." Well, it was end of story. The essence of their oneness and Tom's oneness in God. Unity with one another and with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was to be a sign to the world that Jesus was sent from God to teach us to love one another. Let us pray for this unity among ourselves and above all among the people of our world. May we, like the early Christian followers of Jesus, be of one mind and heart. Amen.